dipshit.
Don't worry, I'm not one dipshit.
Dumbass.
You're a little dipshit.
So Rolling Stone came out with the article. I'm late on this one again, but not as late on it as I have been on some stuff. But Rolling Stone India, I believe, came out with an article of the worst songs of 2021. And amongst those songs, the top of that list, I don't know if how that works. Is it the top or the bottom? Like if you're getting the worst song. But I think once they got down to number one of worst song, it was Tom McDonald's Fake Woke. And if you haven't heard Fake Woke, I'll play that here in a little bit. But a few things. I know I do quite a bit of episodes whenever Tom McDonald does a new song or on some of his songs. But, you know, he's an independent artist and he's that. Not one who's going to shadow ban or like try and pull whatever you put up if you're playing his music. Yeah, he's went on a YouTube thing saying go ahead and use his stuff on certain things. So one reason why I go over his music is because, you know, I don't want the episodes being pulled down. But also, he makes some really good songs. Good music. And Fake Woke, Rolling Stones called it one of the worst songs of the year. And it's funny because it's actually a good song. I like it. But, you know, that's people's taste. And any press is good press at this point. He's obviously people are going to read that article and then they're going to want to go and hear the song. And you know, 100% independent artist, so nothing that he says or does can actually affect. But also, his videos are also well done each time, and they're done by his partner in crime, Nova Rockefeller. And it's really cool because it's independent artists doing their shit. And so on the song Fake Woke, he has the chorus of Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings. It's funny because I've watched a couple different reactions videos to that song. A couple different videos where black people were doing the reaction videos to watching it. And a couple different ones, whenever the song starts, it says, or not when it starts, but throughout the chorus, it's Fake Woke, Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings. I've heard people pause it and they're like, did he just say fags don't care about your feelings? I mean, subliminally that could have been added in, but as far as all the lyrics go, it says facts, not fags. So, cheerio, chap. Chill off on that one. And, you know, it's the song starts with the line, I think it's funny that I'm labeled controversial and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. I mean, facts, I don't have a daughter, but if I did, that would not be the role model that I would tell her to look into. Actually don't know which role model I would tell her to look into. If I had a daughter, I would, you know, say her mom. But if I had to say like a celebrity one, sure, shoot for being Meghan Markle, marry a prince. Have your Disney movie ending. I guess that's all you can say, you know. So, that's the opening line to the song. Is that he's labeled controversial. Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. He says it's backwards, it's exponentially dumb. The rapper's pushing Xanax at the top of the charts. And I'm probably fucking it up because I'm not reading the lyrics. I'm just going off of what I know in my head. And, all the mumble rappers out there. Mumble, 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 stumble through the mumble. The mumble rap freestyle for you from Dipshit Dal. Yeah, the dog's barking in the background. That's how good my mumble rapid skills are. It's a hard skill to come about. But let's pull up some of these lyrics. It's a good song. If you haven't heard it, we're gonna go ahead and play it right now. And then maybe I'll. Yeah. I don't know. Should I play it and break it down as it goes, or just play it and then I'll play it and break it down, I guess. Whatever. Here we go. It's Tom McDonald, Fake Woke, Rolling Stones, Worst Song, 2021.
Or you want to use my music in one of your videos or something, this is your permission. Go ahead and use the music. You can send that clip to Twitch, and hopefully they allow you to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. For people to pick teams, they use the media to feed the flame. They saw fake woke. Facts don't care. These people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor cause he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue cause they choose what they erase. There's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think Black Lives Matter was the stupidest name when the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. I just wanna spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family without being accused of celebrating Native casualties. We got so divided, it's black and white and political. Republicans are bigots, libtards if you're liberal. There's riots in our streets and it's just getting worse. Y'all screaming deep on the police, y'all are genius for sure. They're underfunded already, they're way too busy to work. Order food and call the cops, see what reaches you first. Segregation ended, that's a lie in itself. That was a strategy to make us think they were trying to help. They knew that racism was hot if they designed it to sell. We buy up every single box and divide us ourselves. They sell, they won't. Facts don't care about feelings, they know they won't. Tell me what to believe in. They so faithful, same old, same song, same song, faithful. Facts don't care about your feelings. They use violence to get peace and wonder why. why it isn't working. That's like sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it. Our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy. Say it silently. When country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill. When the side effects get you high, you get addicted like these rappers dying, fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety. I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. They're trying to change amen to amen and women. How do we let them make praying a microaggression? Instead of asking God for the strength to keep winning, we seek to get ahead and then we ask him for forgiveness.
Feminism used to be the most righteous of fights, but these days it feels like they secretly hate guys. I don't trust anyone who bleeds for a week and don't die.
Just kidding, but everything else that I said is right.
They so fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings, they know. They won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake woke. Same old, say so. They so fake woke. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Alright, that's Tom McDonald, Fake Woke. Check it out on YouTube. Video done by his partner in crime, Nova Rockefeller. She's really good at the green screening and effects and angles. The edits on the video is really cool. Or just check out the song on, you know, Spotify or Amazon Music, wherever you listen to your music. We're going to kind of browse through some of the lyrics because it's interesting stuff. You know, that's the Rolling Stones' worst song of the year. And it's just going to get him way more clicks and everything. Mentioned the whole thing about him talking about the Xanax and the rappers and the mumble rappers. And I busted out a mumble rap freestyle of my own. And then he goes into, I'm pulling up the lyrics, my bad. And then right after that, he goes into how stupid it is. You know, if he brings up race, he's scared he's going to get killed for it, which is a valid point. I mean, it's pretty racy bringing up shit like that. You bring up anything, you get labeled right away. It's dumb as shit. And then he goes on by saying Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom. And now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. Which, you know, Eminem's went on record and saying, these are the things that I really don't like. Please don't come after the things that I don't like. I don't want you talking about Haley on Instagram. I don't want you breaking down and talking about my mom. I don't want you talking about how I am white. I don't want you talking about how you voted for Trump. I don't want you buying my CDs if you voted for Trump. Now listen up. If you voted for Trump, don't you follow me. Now everybody who voted for Trump, you might as well unfollow me. If you voted for Trump, then listen up. You better back the fuck on up. You better get the fuck away from me if you voted for Trump. And, you know, it's crazy how stupid everyone's went on political things. Not a thing me saying. I'm not saying that the real Slim Shady. I'm saying that all these people, who gives a fuck? We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it because you have the right to say it and not get strung up in public. Facts. I mean, everyone wants to have their opinion, but you're able to have it. We're not under Mother China yet. They haven't invaded the beaches of Malibu, stormed the beaches of Malibu, and marched their army to the Long Beach shores and take over all the shit inside the ports. You know, but once they do that, it's all over. You know, that's not in the song. I'm just ranting on other shit. But yeah, as children, we were taught to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. It's kind of like the system has one of those boat keys. Sit down, shut up, hold on. This is what the system's holding, a key. The bobber? Flobber? Cancel culture runs a world now. The planet went crazy. Labeled everything we say as homophobic or racist. Yeah, that's true. Whatever. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All your childhood heroes got Me Too'd or the rapist. Well, R.I.P. Bob Saget. A lot of people tweeting out how he was their TV dad growing up. And, you know, R.I.P. Bob Saget, everyone's TV dad who, if you didn't watch him on America's Funniest Home Videos, you watched him on Full House, or you know that he just made a comedy career about talking about his dick. So, rest in peace, Bob Saget. My childhood TV dad, yeah, the, you know, show that I watched quite a bit growing up, and the person who, the family, I was like, why can't I be a member of that family? Well, I mean, I couldn't be transracial, so that's one reason. But I thought being a Huxtable would have been pretty cool. And come to find out, my childhood TV dad is a rapist. And had a pretty good connect on some Quaaludes, so whatever, you know, pick your battles. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we're free because we don't see the cage. Facts. It's just, you know, they don't need the masses don't need the chains on us because they got us on a screen staring, collecting our data. And the masses is the Anunnaki running this shit. I've put out the warning that, you know, this is like a deep, deep rabbit hole. I'll just get you going where my probably borderline schizophrenic brain goes, you know? They knew the race war would be the game they need to play for people to pick the teams. They use the media to feed the flame. Huh. Huh. Interesting. Interesting. All the people that screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor because he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist says he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Yeah. I wonder how many people told their daughters growing up, like, hey, you should listen to R. Kelly. He's got some good music. I used to think that I would and then I can do it. If I can dream it, there's nothing to it. I'll just pull my zipper down and piss all over it. Man, what I would pay to hear, like, his outtakes where they're like, you can't sing about that. And he's like, but it feels so good. You know, it feels so good We're in my shower, the shower of golden. When it keeps spraying, there's nothing to it. If you just believe it, then I'm gonna spray it. Woo! I believe I can fly and piss all over the open sky. I believe I could fly. I could piss in the sky. Ooh, I can piss while I fly. Yeah. The song also says it thinks Black Lives Matter is the stupidest name because the system's screwing everybody exactly the same. You're racist if you say that. That's wrong. You're racist. Okay, children. I just want to say that's racist and hateful. That's just ignorant. I just want to spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family without being accused of being celebrating native casualty. Yeah. Fuck off. I want to eat a goddamn honey-baked ham on Thanksgiving. Suck a dick! If you have a problem with that. Quit spending your time being like, you know what's happening? Yeah, go fucking donate your time and do some real good instead of tweeting about shit. Yeah, that's that song, okay? You go through the lyrics. Any one of them could be an interesting drop on a song or on a podcast. Just any of the bars on there could be an interesting thing to talk about. But you know, that's they know what's best. Rolling Stones, India, they know what's right. They're not stupid or anything like that. Whatever. Okay. I'm going to close this one out with another one from Tom McDonald, which is I Wish by Tom McDonald. Check it out. You know, you've probably heard it before, but if not, then enjoy the song. Okay. I'm out. Deuces.
I wish I wasn't fat.
I wish I wasn't gay. I wish I wasn't black.
I wish that I was brave.
I wish I was with every candle on the cake that I could quit doing these drugs, but I can't. I'm afraid.
I wish that I was smart.
I wish that I was rich.
I wish it wasn't hard for me to grow up and forgive.
I wish that I could help.
I wish I wasn't sick.
I wish I was Tom McDonald. I'd be just like him.
I wish I wasn't sober. I miss it when the party wasn't over. Happiness was right around the corner. Every single night was like the best one of our lives. Now we're older. The good old days are out of reach. I wish that they were closer. I wish I wasn't anxious and I wish I could fast forward. And I wish that I could rewind, but they don't make that controller. I wish the nights were longer and I wish the days were shorter. And I wish that I could sleep enough to maintain my composure. I feel crazy. I wish that I was normal. I wish that I could kill myself but also be immortal. Take me to the oracle. I heard that time is borrowed. Can you give me back my yesterdays? I'll give you my tomorrows. Forget all of my morals and just live like I cannot remember sorrow. Before all of the tattoos and the cornrows, I was different, I was happy, I was calmer, I was young and full of hormones. Now I'm wishing for a time machine, I'd step into that portal and be gone.
I wish a machine would restart, or were they satellites? Maybe they were too far. Hey, la, la. I must have fallen apart. A million candy lights, now they don't burn in my yard. Hey, la, la.
I wish I didn't care about the day that I'd be buried. Used to live like I was ready for it. Always in a hurry, now I'm worried. All my memories are blurry. I'm just barely turning 30, and the voices in my head are trying to hurt me. The choices that I made make me feel dirty. I was 25 or 13. I was smoking with the seniors, drinking beer and getting flirty. Now the Ativan ain't working. I need something even stronger. Give me childhood, my mother and my father and my sister and a Christmas to make up for all the recent ones I'm missing. While I'm touring the country for a living. Give me a hug and a Nintendo and a toy box in the closet. Give me everything I wish I had. Oh wait, I think I got it. I'm a rapper like I always promised them I would accomplish. This is awesome, man. I wish I had a friend to tell. I call him, man. I wonder if I jump from here, if I'd survive the bottom and whatever.
wish we were kids again. Before everything was on Instagram. Hey, things were so simple then. Me and my tree fort, all of my friends. Way back when on Beaver Drive, when the floor was lava, I could fly. Hey, wished I was big like then. Never thought I'd wanna be a kid again.
Dumbass. 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 Dumbass.